James, William, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I have a motion of approval of the minutes for December 10th and December 16th?
Second.
And all in favor? Any changes? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Nate, any grievances?
No.
No? Okay, thanks. Is Vicky? Vicky's not here.
Vicky and Colleen are at the election commissioners conference in Albany. We spoke yesterday. We would like to bring this to you in February. There's some nuances that I wasn't aware about until yesterday, and we got to work with Andy a little bit. It's not just the purchase of these computers. It also has to have the Robus software. Robus is the only approved software for this, for Windows in New York State. So we thought it was just the purchasing, or when I saw the bid, I thought it was just the purchasing of the laptops, and then we go from there. There's actually an additional charge from Robus, so we want to go back and look to see if we have, you know, apples to apples comparison, and we do have time in talking with Vicky to bring it. It doesn't cause any issues if we wait till next month, but
then probably an ongoing annual charge too.
Yeah, there's an annual charge, but they either have to come on site, or if we buy these through a different vendor, we have to ship them to Robus or pay for them to come out here and program it with their software, which I wasn't aware of till yesterday. So I recommended to her, if we have time, let's just bring it back next month so we can give you all the information and compare apples to apples. So
software, not antiquated.
Yeah, it's not having just one vendor for the poll book software approved in New York State. For, I guess there's a couple for Mac, for Apple software, but we are Windows based, so they're the only ones that are Windows based approved. So long story short, we got to do a little more work. We'll bring it back to you. We have time. It won't cause any issues.
Okay, thanks. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. So I just have the quarterly copy paper bid award that we'd like to make. We received three bids. New York State Industries for the Disabled, their price came in at $51.39. Contract Paper Group was $30.80. And WB Mason is the normal contractor that gets this bid, at least has for the last year, came in at $30.41. So our recommendation would be to award to them. 3041 was exactly the same price it was 3 months ago. It's still down a few dollars from what it was a year ago.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Already. Thank you.
If I could real quick, just take a minute. In finance, we'll talk about the comptroller audit, but in our meetings with them, I mean, we joke about the paper bid. Scott's made a bunch of jokes about it. They actually said it's a best practice. They're like, how do you handle paper? Because most places do not do bids. And we said, well, we do them quarterly. They're like, wow, that's great. So just a heads up. It's a good thing to do.
Good morning. All right, a couple of requests today. First one is in the district attorney's office requesting to appoint an assistant district attorney above the midpoint at 95,928, which is a J7. I'm going to let Brooks.
Sure. Well, as everybody knows, we've had trouble recruiting and keeping people. We keep getting our folks stolen by other organizations like this one. But I was lucky enough to find somebody who is, one, experienced sort of beyond his years of experience, and two, was willing to come to DA's office. He's a former deputy assistant in Allegheny County, just recently left there to come here. I've worked with him over there when I was a special prosecutor. He's worked with Dave Wallace. His boss gave him rave reviews. He is below the number of years experience on our grid, but his management experience and his professional development, I think, make up for that tremendously. Right now, he's in front of the grand jury, his second week in the office, covering for me because I'm here. So to have that luxury in the office is huge. The number we're at is actually about $10,000 less than he was making in Allegheny County. He wants to be here because he can develop his career better here. And there are more options for him as he moves forward. And I am also looking at losing a senior ADA to retirement in August. I've already heard that one of my folks is not going to renew their license. So either he's going to practice unlicensed or he's going to be retiring. Certainty. So what I'm asking to do is pay him a little more than normally would to avoid having to make this a senior spot and do something different. But I think he has the experience to go with the salary and he'd be critical for the office. And I really can't afford to lose him at this stage. I actually promised him a little more that I thought we could be able to meet what Allegheny County meets, but like, apparently we can't do that. But he's willing to do this at this rate. So I would ask that we approve this.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Any other questions?
So what is the amount above midpoint?
Well, it's
two steps.
So
it's about $5,000. Is that
6 or 7?
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next in social services, they're requesting to appoint the director of temporary and disability assistance above midpoint. Management grade. Well, actually, we changed this a little bit. We did a little looking in the time since this agenda was done. We're actually going to ask for grade H, step 11, which is 88,716. And reason being, this person is an extremely long time employee being promoted into this position, and there are some added duties over what the last incumbent was doing.
And it also prevents or deals with the compression issue with the new CSEA salaries, especially for caseworkers and others, were increased quite a bit. This keeps a spread where the person's not penalized. It's a little bit of an incentive to go to management.
Do we have a motion?
Oh, I'll move it.
Is it a second?
I'll second.
Any questions?
So this isn't creating a...
No, this no. is a normal position.
Setting the salary
setting
because
salary
of the
above
point.
Okay. All right.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
And Jack.
Yes.
You wanted to talk about...
Yep, Chris is going to handle building security. Archive Social, we have not gotten the annual price back from them. We're still waiting on it, so we'll bring that back to you next month.
All right, good morning.
Morning.
We received 5 proposals on the building security RFP. After review, we narrowed it down to 3. 2 of the companies did not really work in the Eastern Seaboard, New York area, and one was more of a bodyguard type company. So we narrowed it down to 3. Those 3 were in a tight band. Price-wise, let's see here. In terms of cost, we're recommending awarding it to Securitas. We've had them for years. They're highly responsive to our needs. They know our off-hours procedures. They've always handled everything as agreed and contracted upon. So we would recommend approval of Securitas.
And what's, you have the hourly
rate? Yeah, the hourly rate to the county is $32.51.
And Chris and I and Andy and others reviewed, Securitas pays the most to the employees. One of the concerns about one of the firms that we, in our terms, kind of set aside was they were paying $18 an hour, where the other firms are more in the $23 range. Securitas is the highest, so it is more expensive. Price-wise, if you compared to the next qualified vendor, Securitas is about $10,000 more a year. We pay about $300,000 a year for these services because they do cover during the day And then also we have them 24/7 overnight. We have one guard overnight, 24/7, 365. So it is about the difference is about 10 grand more than the next bidder, but we discussed that we would spend that in a transition anyhow to get a new firm for them to come in, hire people.
Overlap.
We'd have to keep Securitas for an extra month or two anyhow. And Securitas has been extraordinarily responsive to any concern. We were on the phone with them last week with an issue and they've been very responsive. So
how long is the contract?
It's up to 5 years with, we have to renew it. Yeah.
Annually.
Jeff, you had a question.
Does that 24-hour guard go in and out of both buildings or just?
Yep. All the whole campus. And we actually, if you see, I made the mistake of removing it because I didn't know what the heck someone was putting on our door and I got yelled at. But if you see these little circles on the door jamb, if you take a look around here, they have to badge every time there are sensors. So it's they know that they did the tour. Yep.
It was the old keys before.
Right. Yep. And this is budgeted.
So there was three. You mentioned
three
what the next. I guess the cheapest one is like 10,000 less. What about the third one?
The third one was about 20 grand less, but no New York State County experience, more on the Eastern Seaboard, but no New York State municipal kind of R types of buildings, more like corporate security in the lobby of a corporate office building. Yep.
Hilda?
So I think it's smart to stay with something we already know and works for us. I'll move it. Did we already do that? Okay, I'll move it.
Is there a second?
Second.
Well, any questions?
I have a question. Well, I don't remember seeing the three. I feel like if we're voting on this, we should be seeing the contracts and at least the bids on these.
Okay. Yeah. Apologies.
Yeah, anytime we've got, you know, a big ticket item, we should at least have the contract and the bids in front of us before we get to committee. I'll vote for it, but I'd like to see that in the future.
Okay, certainly.
Any other questions, Scott?
Is there any thought to expanding where security is? I mean,
we've
recently had someone online that was threatening to come in and take out county officials.
Yeah, we've discussed that with Securitas. It would be about $50,000 to add a person for work hours Monday through Friday, and they do not carry weapons. We've talked to the sheriff's office and some other departments about the fact, you know, could we hire that person and free up one of our armed court security? And the sheriff advised it really doesn't. We most recently met with Judy Hunter, the sheriff, and myself and a few others met with Judy Hunter about a month and a half ago. My communication to the sheriff was obviously recruiting is an issue for any position, but if he gets the sense that it's the hourly rate that we pay that's preventing us from getting more candidates, to let us know, and we can obviously talk about, you know, where the hourly rate is in comparison. You did raise that 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
For recruitment and retention. But so I guess long story short, it would provide a presence, a body, but they don't do magnetometers and they're not armed.
Yeah.
Any other questions? We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
And we need an executive. Oh, no, tax bills. You want to talk
about? Yeah, tax bills. So obviously, and apologies, Larry is here. You know, even though finance doesn't handle these things, Mitch is involved in terms of, you know, what the options are. We are aware, obviously, that there's a delay. In speaking with Larry and my communication with you, the printer issue is really for the tax rolls for the towns. And Scott's question, that was one of those things. It really was the coding in ORPS of the exemptions. But they did go out later. Larry and I have talked, after talking with the chair and talking with some, you know, I talked to a number of you about this issue. We did get some information from, the vendor. I don't want to speak for Larry and certainly any questions. Larry, you want to talk about, do you want to talk about the, when we got it to the vendor and kind of what happened, or you want me to?
Okay. Good morning. Just kind of go through, I don't know if we want to elaborate on our timeline when we were trying to take care of things. We did get everything in from the town, so we got budgets and stuff done. So we have to input stuff into the ORP system. We have to put like our equalization, the rates and stuff like that, amounts, their levies and so forth in the system. We started doing that about on the 16th of December. We were going through everything. We were trying to verify the totals versus the town budgets and so forth. When we did that, we noticed something didn't seem right. So we started looking into it, and we found out that it was something to do with the exemption the town is holding now for the volunteer fire and ambulance and the new one that was adopted by the county. In the system, somehow they were conflicting. So at that point, we contacted ORPS. By the time we got done doing that, it was the 20th of December. By the time we were able to get a fix to get things to start running on that. So that just gives you an idea of how long it took us to try to get processing the bills to get the files to our vendor. So basically after that, that was a Friday afternoon by the time we were able to get that fixed. Wendy, Jordan, and myself came in on that Saturday and actually reran everything and verified the totals between the rolls, the budgets, and the system. So by the time we got doing that, we started uploading files to the vendor around the 22nd of December and started going through that information. There was a few towns we had to go back through and do again because for some reason, some of the town data was not working right. So by the time we got done doing every town, getting every correction, everything verified, it was the 30th of December. By the time we got every town totally fixed. Vendor was very quick at it. That same day, by the next day, I was getting bill proofs, which I have a whole bunch of them here that I worked on. So basically, this is the whole file I worked on Saturday, Sunday, on my own weekend. I worked on this file. So then we got everything approved. So that's where we were at with that. So by the time we get everything uploaded to them, they will start processing that. And it looks like by the time we got that deadline done and I approved everything, I have to go into their system and approve everything for them. They have a portal we upload the data to. I go and download the PDF files of the bills, proof them. I go back up to that same program. There's an approve button I click on, which I did at that time. So they started processing everything the day after New Year. And started. So what they did for us, for our benefit, so that we could try to get these things out, when they did a town, they started putting it into the mailing process. So basically the timeline, that's why everything was delayed. Because by the time we're able to get to everything approved and everything sent in, by the time they were able to print and start mailing out bills, that's what caused a lot of the delay that was going on.
So obviously something we want to avoid, not ideal, but...
William, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I guess have all the.
Can you speak into the mic?
Have all the bills been received by people at this point in time?
I know based on phone calls, like everybody's Jack has gotten, I've gotten, I know town collectors have gotten. Most people have. One thing we did, which was my oversight, I didn't realize if you own multiple properties in the county, to save us money on postage to have them mail that out, they put multiple bills in a mailing. So if I had five properties, instead of me getting five envelopes with different tax bills, they put it in one mailer to me. So that takes another day process for them to sort that and put that through.
And then my second question is, so if these bills, they usually get to the residents the first week in January. So it's like the second week is basically, are we looking at waiving like a late fee if they're a few days late or what are we looking at with that?
So that's up to you. That is your call. We can't make that decision. I don't know, Tim, if we've talked, I don't want to speak for Tim because my first question is legally, is it legal? Can we do it?
I don't think so. So, that's
so there's, so that's the first question. So it is for essentially your discussion there in talking with Mitch, like anything, this gets into nuances. We wouldn't recommend extending the date of the warrant, which is March 31st, where we have to get the warrants back from the towns and the cities. That would be very complicated. I guess Mitch said that that happened during COVID based on, because COVID was March and caused a lot of issues for them. But if you said and made the decision that penalties and interest won't start accruing until, and if you're looking for a recommendation, we were looking at the calendar, the 10th of, that's a Monday of February, approximately a week later. You could make that decision.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I have one, basically two comments. Thank you very much for that response, because I'll be the first to say that I was pretty upset when I found out that it was a printer, because we've got to have 300, 400 printers in the county. So your explanation on the exemption and the fire, thank you very much for that, because that's a true statement.
Right.
A printer was not an excuse to my residents, you know, when I say a printer. So I want to thank you for that. Second comment is the tax bills have been due on the 31st of January since taxes came about. So I really don't know if we need to extend when they're due. Because if you get your electric bill 5 days late because of the mailing, it's still due on the same day. So that's just my opinion.
Hilda.
So I have no problem extending the date to the 10th, but how do we tell people that? I mean, how are we going to communicate that they are given an extra?
It'd essentially be a press release and social media posts and put it on the website.
Yeah.
So a couple of things. When did the people receive their bills? Yes, I received the City of Corning one last week. I received Town of Irwin, Town of Caton, and Town of Corning bills yesterday.
Right. So
all of mine are here.
Right.
I have not received my Town of Corning yet.
Yes, I can add on to that. Some of the delay in the mailing is going to be because of the time frame of the issue we had internally. That also, with our vendor, what happened is that overlapped their post-tax bill jobs they already have scheduled. So all these things, they were trying to fit in between their post-tax bill jobs, which usually for most of the counties, like you said, they have done before the 1st of January. So our stuff was overlapping into their other production stuff they have committed to. So that's causing some of that delay. So again, with the information I got from the vendor, everybody should definitely see this stuff this week. Because of that overlap.
I have no problem delaying or off pushing out the penalty to the recommended time. That's fine. I guess my two questions are, what kind of messaging did we do to the tax collectors throughout this process? Or was it after everything was late that we let them know? And then secondly, is there any sort of resources we can help you with so that this doesn't happen in another year? Were you shorthand? I mean, I know your office is shorthanded anyways, but did that add to the problem?
Well, you have to add that, you know, with our office, you know, we're going through transition. Everybody knew Miss Jordan was going to be retiring. So she was doing
He picked a hell of a time to retire, didn't he?
It was fine, but she did her due diligence. She did a very good job. I was working with me to try to get me up to par. Not so good so far, but
yeah, crash course,
but did a very good job of that. But really a lot of it was because of some of it was transition stuff too. She was trying to teach me to upload this data in the programs, get me familiar with the vendors, getting me familiar with some of the processes that I have not had a chance to have my hands into yet. So that did cause, you know, some of the slowest, but again, yes, it is a staffing thing. We usually have another position called an assessment data clerk, which we just filled that position. So that's usually somebody that would help some of that process, but the staff in our office, I commend them because they stepped up big time. My staff, even my tax mappers in the office stopped tax mapping totally and helped everything. So we're able to get things moving so that we could get stuff out. We're going to look at the process a little bit more. We'll see what I can do. I did talk to the vendor. I'm going to meet with them, and they're actually going to discuss what we can do to, if we kind of run into these type of issues, can we do some adjustments to how we get stuff to them, how they relay stuff to us. So we might be able to move some of this stuff up. Just to add on to the backside of that, when I don't have town budgets in on time, which this year I had at least five in my hands, not until the 11th or 12th of December.
Mm.
And we can't do any calculations until I have every single town budget balanced.
It's a compressed timeline. That's one of the things I think I've shared with you.
That should be released, though. What, five towns? So that we can hold our towns accountable. Call them out on the carpet, because they're the five towns that put everybody, you know what I mean? Like, if it takes the legislator going to their town board and saying, I need that budget to hand deliver it to the tax office because you made 100,000 people wait for their taxes last year, they need to be called out on it. Well, no, I mean, I'm not saying you, but I mean, we need to know what five towns so that we can make sure it doesn't happen. Because if, you know, if you're supposed to have that 2 weeks earlier, you know, we don't want you waiting for that. I mean, that's something we can do. You know, we can't help with the printing process, but we can make sure our towns get you that budget if we have to hand deliver it.
Process wise, for next year and going forward, we could certainly, you know, Larry could reach out to me or to you and say, hey, we're still waiting on this town budget. Can you mind making a call? We could do that. And the communication, we talked about that. My understanding, don't want to speak for Larry, but when we discovered, you know, the issue, and we didn't think it'd be 10 days, we thought, okay, it'll be, you know, middle to end of last week is when we anticipated everyone receiving them. But you communicated, sent emails to the tax collectors, but one of the follow-ups I heard, I think it was Paul called, I asked Larry to send an email to the town clerks, because not in every jurisdiction is the clerk the tax collector.
Right.
So to let the clerks also know. So
they're the face with the public.
Right, yeah. Right. So it seemed like that sometime last week, it seemed like the clerks were asking questions. So I asked Larry to send an email to them as well to let them know. One clarification, and it's a complication that I don't think will be a big issue, but technically, and I don't want to speak for Tim again, but we really waive penalties and interest for the towns. I mean, we don't anticipate anyone or any of the towns are going to have an issue with the fact that we don't accrue it. I mean, that it doesn't start. And if my plan is, if you do this, then if any town has an issue, I'll reach out to the town supervisor and have a conversation and say, hey, can we, but technically, because we're not the town, we can't waive it for them, but I don't think
for their portion of the tax.
Correct. But I don't anticipate. Yeah. I don't anticipate it being an issue.
Yeah.
When people submit their bills, once it's in the mail, that's technically the date they paid it. Right. So it's not when that my biggest concern is, I think it's the post dated date, not the date that the tax office has received. That's my concern, is if it was the date they receive it, then you're going to get people who people who've mailed it in and at, but if it's the post date, then they should have plenty of time to send it out. So
the towns, they get all the interest money from late fees, right?
On
their portion, right. Yeah. And yes, in our town does it by the post date.
Right.
By receiving.
I'm pretty sure they're supposed to.
Yeah.
If everyone's doing it, I think it that everybody way, does it by the not a problem.
Date of the stamp on the envelope.
The clerks or whoever's receiving it just needs it just to recognize that they're gonna get payments late because they're gonna be mailed out at the end of this week or what have you.
Scott,
I guess my last comment is, as you go forward planning for next year, I would make sure that there's duplication of people that understand what has to be done, because if you step off a curb and get hit by a car on December 10th, who's going to be able to do that portion of your job, you know?
Yeah, which is, you know, that's the
reason. I mean, you should still walk around on December 10th. I'm not saying that, but just,
you know, I make it out of the parking lot back to the office. Yeah, we do have that in process. I mean, Nate and all of us worked on that because I'm actually deputy director at this point. So we did with the management and stuff like that talked about, and that's why we created a deputy director position so we can have a transition of people. Again, it was just a situation of retirements and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And filling positions right now that didn't help as much as I wanted it to. So transition's working out. We do have new processes that we're going to start, and we're already looking at everything. So,
okay, Hilda.
So, sorry. Should I will move that we make that date the 10th of February for late fees.
When taxes or when interest and penalties would start accruing. So, an extension till then.
Yes.
Does it start on the 10th or the 11th?
Monday is the 10th. I'd say start on the 10th. That's up 10th. To you.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
Yep.
Is the 10th still free or is the 11th the first day?
Yeah.
We ought to be clear on that. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bill, are you making a motion?
Yes.
Okay. And are we confirming it's the 10th or the 11th?
Let's say they have until the 10th so that it doesn't start till the 11th.
If the bill is postmarked on the 10th, no penalties.
Okay. Because that's a Monday.
All right. And do we have a second?
I'm going to say no because if it's by the postmark date, then I think Scott and you're right that it's always due on the 31st. I just wanted to make sure that it was by the postmark date so people can at least send it out there. 2 weeks should be enough time to get it sent in the mail.
So I'm not hearing a second.
Right.
Motion fails. Okay. Executive session. We have two things. It's one for real property and the other for employment of a history of an individual. So can I have a motion to go into executive session?
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
But I have one question before you adjourn the regular one. I wanted to comment on Hilda sending everybody that cannabis law from the city of Elmira and asked us all to read it, and maybe they're doing something differently than we are. The city has codes enforcement in the city. We as a county don't. They're treating this as a civil matter, just like we are. But because we don't have codes, we're using weights and measures to do the inspections.
Well, the county has one too. The Chemung County has one. Very similar. Chemung County has one. The city of Elmira has one. And I've sent the one from the county. I'm pretty sure.
You sent us the one from the city of Elmira and said, this is interesting. Maybe we should do something like this. We don't have code enforcement in the county.
But I did send the one from Chemung County to you when they passed theirs a couple months ago or whatever it was. Just to see. The information is never know what we can use.
Yeah, and I'm going to have Langdon ask him to reach out to see if they learn anything. Hopefully something happens and they don't run into the same issue and we can learn something, that because the process with OCM is not what they told us it'd be. When they passed this law, they said you can do this, you can go in and you're done. It's much more complex than...
Yeah, and with their law, the city manager is the intermediary between OCM and this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's yeah. OCM still hasn't worked out all their...
Yeah, and Langdon's gathering a lot more information, having more conversations with OCM. So for AIP in next month, he's going to come in with a presentation and talk about the goods, the bads, the uglies. Here's what's working. Here's what's not.
Yeah, you need to.
Has he shut anybody down yet? Have we done anything?
In the training one with OCM, they shut that one down in Corning, but they opened back up, and he can talk to you about the how the training he received from OCM, about the complications, about proving who cut that lock. That's what it comes down to.
All right. I see.
You got to put a camera in front of any store you shut down.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
All right. Any other comments or questions? Okay. Do we have a motion to go out of the to adjourn? Did I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.